You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Health experts are reminding folks about Chagas, or kissing bug disease. It's a potentially deadly condition spread through flat orange and black insects that feed on blood at night. And while their bites might go unnoticed, the bugs can carry parasites that infect both humans and animals and can lead to long-term heart and digestive problems if left untreated. Brian Simmons is an infection preventionist at Exemplify. He says some common symptoms and warning signs include fever and achiness.
And some people will get what's called a Romana sign, which is a swollen eyelid. One of the common areas where scratches could occur or infection is having some of that organism get into the eye or a cut near the eye or abrasion of that skin.
Simmons says there are ways to protect yourself.
From potentially being bitten by the kissing bug or being infected by that bug that might be leaving its waste on vegetables and so on, is to clean those raw vegetables. If you're out in the environment, to protect yourself from just like any bug bites.
Chagas has been identified in some states in the Midwest and South, though not Wisconsin yet. A recent report from the CDC says it should be considered endemic in the United States.
Most of these cases that we have seen within the United States in recent years have been occurring in the southern states, such as Texas, California, Arizona, and such.
Here in Wisconsin Rapids, there's a new municipal judge, Stephen Walczak, will fill the position through next April. The city council approved his appointment last week. There will be a special election in April. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhart is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses, Isabella Nieto reports.
September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points.
Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Shali Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all 4 quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift seems to be getting the hang of this showbiz thing. Variety reports that the pop sensation will hit the big screen again in October. Swift will release an 89-minute release party video that will play in theaters starting October 3rd, which happens to be the same day her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, will drop. Word to the wise, as talented as Swift is, the president says she's no longer hot. Just FYI. Glenn Close has always been serious about doing whatever it takes for a role, even if she looks crazy like she did in Fatal Attraction, or is a cruel villain like in 101 Dalmatians. In her new film, The Summer Book, she is saving the production money on the wardrobe budget because she appears in her birthday suit. The 78-year-old actress told AARP Movies for Grown-Ups that it was her idea to appear nude in the film, as her character says, "That's what people do in Finland," which is where the film is being shot. Road trip. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. Legendary director Martin Scorsese is 82 years old, but showing no signs of slowing down. Variety reports that the Oscar winner will direct an adaptation of What Happens at Night, a ghost story novel written by Peter Cameron that came out in 2023. The story follows an American couple who goes to a snowy, cold European city to adopt a child. The film has a couple of A-listers attached already in Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. Apple Films will oversee production. Actress Anne Hathaway had some choice words for the press, more specifically the paparazzi. While filming The Devil Wears Prada 2 in New York City recently, the press got a little too aggressive for her liking. The Les Mis star told the Vultures to relax and back off because there were children on the set. Hathaway and Meryl Streep are both back for the sequel. The much-anticipated follow-up to The Devil Wears Prada hits theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight, some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.